You know, my grandfather's name is Tusitala, and it's a name that's been passed down to me, and it's also become a legacy that I've grown into. And Tusitala means storyteller. And Tusitala itself is, you know, inside that word is the Proto-Polynesian word for pathway or bridge. And it's the words ala, A-L-A. And I feel that my multiple backgrounds just broaden my ability to be a path, you know, and to connect different kinds of voices and groups and experiences. And it's just been marvelous, because I didn't even realize that it was a legacy until I finished my doctoral thesis, where I acknowledged the first wave of oceanic woman poets. And I thought, you know, instead of being the student, now I'm at the stage where really it's my responsibility to various communities to use where I am as a platform to bring these voices together so that they can be studied and acknowledged and kind of feature more in our curriculum rather than kind of being footnoted or marginalized. Robert Louis Stevenson, the canonical Scottish author, lived his last years in Samoa and, you know, was very pro-Samoan independence from a British colonial administration. So lots of people, wherever I've gone in the world, you know, say, ah, Tusitala, Robert Louis Stevenson. And I say, yeah, but I'm a very different kind of storyteller. You know, we're almost at opposite ends of the spectrum.
When you accepted the award, you made a speech, which was a poem. And one of the lines in that was, I accept this award on behalf of Pacifica peoples whose brown faces aspire to higher places. What is the meaning behind those words?
There's been quite a bit of research now done on the bias that mainstream media have in terms of showcasing Pacifica people's brown faces. I'm using showcasing ironically because, you know, we're either good at sports or we're very good at committing crimes. And that's just a tiny kind of segment of us as a people, and other areas of excellence aren't so well communicated to the public.
Another one of your poems that I've seen is called Fast Talking PI, where yeah. I guess where you also basically upend the stereotypes of the Pacific Islander in New Zealand. It's quite an amusing poem.
Yeah, well, that surprised me, because that poem refuses to die. Not that I want it to die, but, you know, it kind of took on this really interesting cult status in schools in New Zealand. And wherever I performed it, from, you know, tip to toe of the North and South Island, school kids in particular responded to it. And it's got this rhythm and it's got this beat. And invariably, people would come up to me and say, well, what about this kind of PI or that kind of PI, or my uncles are this kind of PI? And I would chuck it back to them and say, well, you add on to it. This isn't my poem anymore. This is our poem. And if you want to see your identity in this verse, send me the verse and I'll tag it on, you know.
The New Zealand election's coming up, and I saw the main opposition, the Labor Party's, promised to review Pacific migration policy and recognise more Pacific languages in the education system, have more Pacifica content in public broadcasting. What are your thoughts on that, and can you see any of that realistically happening?
Absolutely. They have to meet the people where they are, and our demographic is so diverse. I think that a few years ago, the New Zealand Book Council said that we officially are now we qualify as a super diverse city. So meeting the people where they are, meeting the voters where they are, is definitely the way to go. But, you know, it's hard and it's challenging. We're still having the debate about whether te reo Māori should be taught in schools or compulsory. This is officially a bicultural nation, and we're still having that debate about whether our kids should be learning Māori. Never mind, you know, meeting the needs of all the other kind of multicultural ethnicities that call Aotearoa home now. So it's slowly changing. I mean, the place that I see poetry is occupying is being able to move people, even if it's through a story, even if, you know, you touch the intellect and the heart and you move them through story, it kind of helps shift the mentality a little bit.